Just for Friends.
Just for Friends.
Bon Jovi.
With benefits.
Beyonce.
Red Wine.
Red Wine.
And DVD.
Galleries.
Shawshank
Redemption.
That's why I heard Sky say it.
Markets.
Must Love Tats.
Oh, Just.
Holding a fish.
Holding a fish.
What?
Finding Love.
If someone asked you whether you could work with your husband or your wife all day, every day, chances are you may well say, no thanks, because you're around them enough already, surely. You live together, you deal with the domestic stuff, you socialise together. So working together as well, just be too much. But this time round in Finding Love in the Country, this was the deal when Georgie and Rob Gregg got together. Georgie and Rob are farmers in Karamut in southwest Victoria, and they do spend all day, every day, working side by side. They're with Life Matters producer Cassandra Steith.
A lot of couples probably don't really even know what their husbands do for a living and vice versa, so we're lucky that we can share everything that we do and that we don't go inside at night and one person doesn't know anything about what the other person does or what they've done with their day, and we enjoy being able to share every minute together and share it.
We've got a great confidence and belief in each other, I believe, here, and it works really well.
Farming can be lonely.
Up the yard.
It's often just you, out in the paddock, and a mob of cattle. But it isn't if you've got your partner right beside you.
Well, we've just freshly weaned these calves. They've been off their mothers for a day and a half. So they're just having a week in the yards being educated. And in a few days' time, we'll process them. They all get an ear tag and a vaccination and a drench. And then in a week's time, we put them out in the paddock. Just putting them into heifers and to steers, so we'll run them down towards Rob and I'll call out what they are and he'll put them one way and the other.
Rob and Georgie have been together for 20 years, married for 11. They farm side by side, together, all day, all the time. It's a relationship they cherish.
It may be a little unique, but Georgie and I probably spend 24 out of 24 hours a day together. Georgie's responsible for all the books, and I'm happy to leave her alone when she's doing that. But we do all the outside work and the inside work. We share duties all the way through. Just recently, the eldest son's come home to help on the farm and hopefully take part in the long-term future of the farm. And it's been fantastic. It's been brilliant for both George and I. But no, we do the physical work and the book work, and we love it. We're lucky. We both love it, and we spend all day together. That's fantastic.
Yep, two heifers.
Georgie was 32 when she met Rob. He was 41 at the time and had four kids.
It's all a good part of their education to get a lot of yard work before they go out.
So you're essentially sort of teaching them how to be kind of handled and moved along.
Yeah, make them nice and quiet. And so then down the track, they're very easy to handle when they come into the yards when you need to do anything with them.
Neither Georgie nor Rob are from Karamut. That's the tiny town they're in now. So how does a woman from the wealthy tree-lined streets of Toorak in Melbourne meet a bloke from the back blocks of Cunnamulla in Queensland? Well, it stems from a mutual love of horses. About 20 years ago, Georgie was working as a tour guide. She was taking people out on horse treks through the Kimberley. She took out a bunch of Rob's friends. They thought it might be nice to introduce the pair. That's where fate steps in.
When I finished the horse ride with these people, one of the ladies said, if you're ever down around our area, please call in. So I was down seeing my sister. That evening she was having a drinks party and jokingly said that she might have the man of my dreams coming along. So that's where we met.
This is Rob's take.
I was visiting friends at the coast just overnight at Port Ferry when I met Georgie. That was pre-Christmas 1998. On the 22nd of March, which happens to be my daughter Georgie's birthday, I was in Warrnambool, randomly withdrawing money from the ATM and physically, literally bumped into Georgie, whom I hadn't seen since pre-Christmas. And I said to her, I've been thinking about those rides you talked about. I should do one of those high country rides. And she's somewhat flippantly said, we're all going to the Kimberley. You can do a high country ride any day. That's in your own backyard. And I said, well, send me a brochure. Duly, the brochure turned up and I read it and I showed friends and they said, you should do it. You should do it. So I did. I went to the Kimberley for the horse ride.
So how did you go from trekking on horseback in the Kimberley to living in this really beautiful home together in southwest Victoria?
I guess fate played a pretty strong hand again. I did the 7-day ride. Georgie and I got to know one another, but at the end of the 7-day horse ride, I was due to get a lift to Broome. The person I was going with got sick, couldn't go to Broome, and that's when Georgie and I got together. We spent 10 days together in that wonderful country mustering cattle.
And when you did meet, Georgie, you were about 32, right? And Rob, you had 4 kids.
Yeah, I hadn't met Rob's kids. I didn't meet them in Port Ferry. I knew he had 4 kids. And yeah.
So what did you think when, you know, someone introduced you and says, you know, I've got the man of your dreams kind of thing? It's a bit of a joke, but you're given that proposition, but the guy's got 4 kids. What did you think?
I guess initial reaction was the fact that it would be quite a big task being a young single person taking on 4 children that were all under the age of 14, I guess.
And Rob, did you feel in some ways that you kind of had to sell the concept to Georgie in any way?
No, not at all. Georgie met my 4 children later on and they all got on famously. She was wonderful with them and they obviously spent half their time here and half the time with their mother. And there was never any conflict of interest or problems. It was fantastic.
A lot of farming couples work together, but the close proximity that Georgie and Rob work in, that's unique.
Well, as time's gone on, we've worked together for 20 years now, so people do remark it's amazing how we just read each other's minds because we've been working together for so long. Yeah, we've got to that stage now. We don't have to communicate too much at all. We know what we're meant to do and we just go out there and do it together.
Every day they're in the paddock together, mustering cattle, mending fences and tending to the farm. Georgie loves the quality time that she spends with Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's something that we ever planned as such. It's just ended up that way. We both work really well together, which again could be unique for a couple. We know a lot of people when we mention it that say there's no way we could work with our husbands or wives 24/7. So I guess that's a unique thing. But no, I love it. It's great. I've coming from the city, hadn't done a lot of farm work as such, and learnt most of what I know now from working alongside Rob.
A lot of people might not be able to do what you both do in the way that you work together side by side, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you have any rules of how you navigate that?
I don't think so. We, especially now with Stuart home, we've got a very strong policy that every decision is a three-way decision. Georgie makes a lot of the decisions. We consider everything together. We don't work on the farm all the time. We enjoy going to the football. We have social events. We go holidaying in the winter when it's wet and cold. But we have a lot of downtime too. But we just inevitably spend that time together. And we enjoy each other's company. It works well. It works really well.
It is probably important that we do spend our holiday time together as well. Silly as it may seem that we work together and play together. But I think we need that quality time together, that downtime off the farm where you're not constantly talking about the farm, and we just seem to work alongside each other and it seems to work.
Do you feel that most of your conversations are centred around the farm and work?
Whilst we're on the farm, sadly, yes, but we enjoy that. I mean, we're lucky, we enjoy it. Farming's a wonderful life. It's you're outside in the open with animals and calves are being born and lambs are being born, so we both enjoy that, we love that. But we do. We dedicate most of our talk, I suppose, when we're on the farm, about the farm.
And that doesn't bother you, Georgie. Because you both enjoy farming so much, it's not, you don't feel like you're not escaping from your world enough.
No, not at all. No. When we do want to have a complete break, we try and get off the farm for the weekend, because you do tend to find, yeah, not uncommonly, if you're on the farm on the weekend, you do tend to do farm stuff. But, yeah, so if we want a complete break, we try and get off the farm, go to Port Ferry or something for a weekend, just to stop that constant discussion of what's happening on the farm or catching up with what you haven't done during the week. But apart from that, no, we often work weekends catching up on bits and pieces, and, yeah, it doesn't worry us in the least. We love it.
Rob, what do you love about Georgie?
You've put me in the spot now. She's sitting right beside me. Everything. I love the... she's got a wonderful nature, very, very giving nature. Very rarely gets upset, and if anybody was going to get upset, they'd get upset after spending time full time with me, I'd suggest. But no, we get on really well, and she's just got a great nature for people. She's been, she loves my four children, and they all get on well with her. Loves the farm, and that's pretty special. I mean, I don't think she'd ever worked sheep before she came down here. She'd worked cattle in the Kimberley, but she's broken in and trained sheepdogs, and we just enjoy the whole thing together. So yeah, we've got a great confidence and belief in each other.
Where do you think you'd be without her?
Hate to think. Hate to think. No, she's very much, in my opinion, the most important part of the partnership. Yeah, just for support structurally and the work that she does. So yeah, no, I wouldn't. We wouldn't be where we were today if we hadn't got together. I'm certain of that.
And you're tearing up a little, Rob. This means a lot to you.
Must be the dust, I think, yes. It does mean a lot. It does mean a lot to me, yeah. We're very lucky. We're very lucky, and it works. It works well, yeah. It means a lot to me, yeah.
What about you, Georgie? What do you love about Rob?
Well, you can see it's quite an emotional thing. You can see the effect it has on Rob that, yeah, we have a very unique relationship apart from the odd differing of opinion, you know, which is very minor. We get on amazingly well. He's got a fantastic personality. He's very generous, very kind-hearted, always thinking of other people, an amazing passion for the farm, which is fantastic to see. He just absolutely adores the farm, and the passion that he has for it has certainly rubbed off on me. And a good sense of humour. It always makes me laugh.
What do you think you've each brought to each other's lives?
I think Georgie's brought a great sense of humility, which is very important. I don't think either of us ever get too far ahead of ourselves. And I think just her honesty and expression and giving and within and just in general day-to-day life and in farm work, that's of enormous value to me.
Mm. And Rob, I imagine it's meant so much to you that you've been able to have a second lease on love, because you were married before your partnership with Georgie. So I imagine that means a lot to you as well.
Yeah, it's very lucky, very, very lucky to have met Georgie. And it's given me great confidence and purpose, and very lucky to find somebody who loves the farm as much as I do, because it's we all love our farms. We all think we're on beautiful farms, and we all are, but it's great to be able to share it on a complete and regular basis with somebody you're very, very close to.
How do you think you'd both like to live out your, you know, the last 20 or 30 years of your lives?
We're addressing succession planning as we speak, so hopefully the farm can continue for the family, and our eldest son Stuart's come home. We've got every confidence in him. We all get on famously together, the three of us, so we'd love to see him continually and eventually take over the complete running of the place, and I don't know, we might spend more time holidaying up in the Kimberley.